You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Israel has formally declared war after an unprecedented multi-pronged terror attack from Hamas. The death toll mounting more than 700 in Israel, including more than 260 mostly young people killed at a music festival near the border. At least 100 others have also been taken hostage, Israel promising retribution. Israel's UN Ambassador Gilead Erden.
Israel will exact a heavy price on Hamas so that what we witnessed will never repeat itself.
Americans believed to be among the dead and missing, Secretary of State Antony Blinken on ABC's This Week.
President Biden was on the phone with Prime Minister Netanyahu early yesterday to assure him of our full support. I was on the phone with the Israeli president, the foreign minister, the entire government has been engaged throughout the region and well beyond.
But Hamas has allies, Iran saying they congratulate the Palestinian fighters and in solidarity with Hamas. Lebanese militant group Hezbollah firing a number of guided rockets from southern Lebanon at Israeli positions. This is ABC News. Today marks 2 months since the wildfire in Maui that killed at least 98 people, and West Maui is once again reopening its doors to tourism. As part of ABC News' year-long project called Maui Strong 808, ABC's Alex Stone tells us about the struggle still ongoing in Maui.
2 months later, those who lived in Lahaina are just now getting back in to see their burned-out homes. There is ash everywhere. The EPA has been using a spray adhesive to try to contain the ash. Maui Health Officer Dr. Lauren Pang says the ash gets kicked up quite a bit.
You know, out there I was with a fireman, and you look in the distance, and I thought it was a drizzle coming in, like a gray drizzle. He said, no, that's ash.
But it's a race against time before the winter rains arrive and wash that hazardous ash into the ocean. Alex Stone, ABC News.
One person